MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist, Sasfin Wealth. David, appreciate your time. Next year, not quite yet, you will be 50 years on the JSE. Of course, that initially was open outcry at the various venues down in the city and now completely electronic. You'd be doing it all from my home and in Zoom boxes. But an article you wrote, which really interested me, talking around management. Warren Buffett always says, you know, buy a company that any fool can run, because one day a fool will run it. You're saying, hang on, no. Management really does matter, and you want the best of the best in your investments.
Oh, absolutely. Simon, you know, in fact, I know that comment, and it was against that comment that I actually made the statement, because I think management is imperative. And if you've monitored some of the best companies in the world, you'll know that there's a personality behind them, because there are so many decisions that one has to make. I suppose Warren Buffett was talking about companies like Coca-Cola, where the brand just sold itself. Yeah. But even today, that doesn't happen anymore. You know, there's so much more competition in a globalized world. And I think there was another element that I was referring to as well. I've seen, you know, in my 50 years, I've gone through a number of booms where we've had new listings coming on. And many of those small companies have all, you know, the CEOs are very good at running small and medium companies. But to turn those into big, giant businesses takes a special character. And a lot of those managers of small businesses would not recognize that they had taken the company to the level, you know, the best they could take it. And it's after trying to grow it into big companies that they fail.
Yeah, so, the curse of the founder. Yeah. I mean, almost you need to know almost when to leave. But it also makes me think. I mean, I look out and I pick Discovery because it's one I've thought about often. And Adrian Gore, and the argument is, you know, that sure, he's got a team behind him and everything else, but he is critical to the success so far of Discovery.
No doubt. You know, he's got some very, very good lieutenants that come in behind and talk on the various areas. But he is the driving force. It's his strategy that drives it. And you wouldn't say, we had Donnie Gordon the same.
Yeah,
Liberty.
Yeah.
Liberty was the same thing. It was a Donnie Gordon company. And as soon as he retired and went elsewhere, the company, yes, they were very good interim managers. They were very solid, but never drove the growth that Donnie Gordon did. Brian Joffe, the same kind of thing with Bidvest, you know. He knew how to grow a small business into a big business. And believe me, I was there with him in 1988 when Investec gave 7 million rand to complete his fundraising. So he started with a market cap of 20 million rand back in 1988. So, you know, that's the point I'm making. Yes, inflation's taken over
so on.
But there are a lot of other companies that came in 1987 and 20 million that are only 100 million today.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the point. And it's not that they've sort of failed in the sense that they've disappeared, but they're, you know, Bolo Metcalf, a great little business. The operative word there might be a little business, even though they are great. And I love Bolo Metcalf, and I'm probably throwing them under the bus a bit. The hard part, I imagine, from an outsider is knowing it at the time. I mean, when you're there on the floor with Joffe, when he's listing in 88, do you see it then, or is it sort of something that's easy in hindsight and hard to look forward?
No, that's why I'm saying you can't tell. And we're after instantaneous gratification. We want tomorrow. We want to make money tomorrow. He has a great new company. I say, hold on a sec. You don't even know the company. You know, you've got to follow it over years. You've got to follow management over years. Who's management caring for, you or themselves? Are management more interested in making money for themselves and making money from you, or making money for you? And that's important. So it takes time to understand, you know, who a good manager is and whether that management team have got the feet, you know, to run the distance. So it's very important not to make, you know, not to fall in love with businesses straight away. Just I think you need a long courtship if you're going to buy something or understand a business.
I like that. I take that point. Typically, we want to buy on day one because we want the 100-bagger. But if we give it time to prove itself, maybe we only get a 50 or a 60-bagger. We still do very well, but we I like that idea. It's some courtship. Let the company prove its credentials before we get excited.
Look at Capitec.
Well, Capitec. Yeah. There's a fair point. I mean, a stock that did nothing forever in a day and now is a 2,000 rand share and second biggest bank in South Africa. It's David Shapiro, Chief Global Equity Strategist, Sasfin Wealth. Appreciate the time. And that's our question on our Twitter and LinkedIn poll. How much do you consider management? Is it something which is hugely important? Perhaps you take the view that managers come and go, which is what Warren Buffett says, or perhaps it's a bit of a blend. I think it is massively important. I think Capitec, a great example. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.